This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Two U.S. lawmakers say Ukraine has broadened a request for controversial cluster bombs from the United States to include a weapon that it wants to use to drop anti-armor bomblets on Russian forces from drones. Representatives Jason Crow and Adam Smith, both of whom serve on the House of Representatives Armed Services Committee, made the statement on Tuesday. The Ukrainian government has urged members of Congress to press the White House to approve sending the weapons, but it's by no means certain that the Biden administration will sign off on the plan. The Biden administration is considering a major reversal on immigration. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Officials familiar with the plan say the president is considering detaining migrant families who cross into the U.S. illegally. That comes as the administration gets set to end COVID-19 restrictions at the southern border and an expected influx of migrants. It would be a big flip. While both the Obama and Trump administrations detained families, the Biden administration stopped holding them in late 2021. Officials say nothing's been decided, and Biden spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre will not say if detention is an option.
I'm not going to go in on rumors that are out there.
The current policy allows families who arrive at the Mexico border to be released into the U.S. and told to appear in immigration court at a later date. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said Tuesday that those entering the United Kingdom in small boats would be detained and swiftly removed. The new legislation will mean that anyone who arrives this way will be prevented from claiming asylum and deported either back to their homeland or to so-called safe third country.